USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Officials are surveying the damage in North Carolina when then-Hurricane Isaias made landfall. It smashed boats and downed trees and power lines there, killing at least two people. Governor Roy Cooper.
Damaging winds and likely tornadoes spun out from the storm, including one in Bertie County that tragically killed two people and sent about a dozen others to the hospital.
A total of five deaths are blamed on the storm. Millions of people are still without power. There was a powerful explosion in Beirut, Lebanon. At least 78 people were killed. President Trump said it appeared to be a bomb.
Our prayers go out to all the victims and their families. The United States stands ready to assist Lebanon. A very good relationship with the people of Lebanon, and we will be there to help. It looks like a terrible attack.
This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
Democrats in the White House are discussing a coronavirus relief bill. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is part of the Democratic negotiating team. He says he and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi are standing firm on what he calls a big, bold response.
A skinny bill that just touches on one or two of the many problems. A bill that says if we have a million starving kids who aren't getting fed, we should compromise and feed half of them. That doesn't work.
The Senate's top Republican, Senator Mitch McConnell, says his caucus, although fragmented, is not likely to support a bloated package. Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves is taking action to counter a recent uptick in coronavirus cases. He's delaying the start of school for some students in counties that are hard hit. He's also ordering people to wear masks.
If you wear a mask, if you socially distance, if we do the little things, it will make a difference. And therefore, I am implementing a statewide mask mandate today.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
One senator is speaking out about protesters' right to free speech and what to do about violent protests. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Tim Berg.
A Republican-led Senate subcommittee is convening a hearing to examine protecting free speech and protests, but also preventing violent demonstrations. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz is chairing that committee.
The ranking member said nobody is condoning the violence and rioting, and yet nowhere in the opening remarks was even one word condemning it, condemning the assaults, condemning the 277 injuries that federal law enforcement officers have suffered at the hands of those rioters. Not a word.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
The annual New York City Holiday Spectacular will be toned down this year, USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Officials have announced that the 2020 Radio City Christmas Spectacular featuring the Radio City Rockettes is canceled due to the uncertainty surrounding COVID-19. It's the first time since 1933 that the show, that was slated to run from the 6th of November through January 3rd, has been canceled. In addition, MSG Entertainment, which owns Radio City Music Hall and Madison Square Garden, plans to lay off 350 people, or a third of its corporate workforce.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.